Brent, congratulations. A hat trick, 3 out of 3, 3-peat, call it what you want to. It's a very special thing in football, isn't it?
It is so. You know, that's, like I said earlier, it's a rare feat. And, you know, for the boys to endure what they've done this year, it's a credit to them. And we deserve it.
Given it's been such a year as well, it's pretty special too, I guess.
Yeah, it's, you know, out of the three, it is probably the most special one because, you know, a lot of hard work has gone into it. Might be a short season, but it's been a damn long year.
Yes.
You know, we did start training back in November and only had a couple of weeks off over that period earlier this year. But, you know, the boys have just stuck to their task and they knew what was waiting for them if they worked hard enough.
Devonport today, they started quite well. They had a lot of run in the first quarter, but obviously at quarter time you worked out how to take that out of the game.
Yeah, look, it was always going to be... Devonport, that's their strength, and we knew that from the outset. And, you know, we just had to combat that, and, you know, we could have easily put one loose behind, but we thought, well, if we can settle a little bit quicker than what they can, we could score or create some scoring opportunities, and we did that as well. Yeah, so we were quite happy with the margin at quarter time.
Second quarter, I think, really set it up for you, though. When you kick 5 goals, you use the breeze a lot better, and then after half time, your leaders stood up, you know, your co-captains, your vice-captains, they kicked, I think, 5 or 6 goals between them, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they're the guys you would expect to, stand up as well. And when they do that, the rest of the team and the guys follow. You know, a benefit that we have is that, through the week, we all do train together at times, and, you know, it encompasses, and it's a great thing for our kids to have exposure to our senior guys.
I think too, Devonport, as well as being a quick side, they're a young side though as well, and I think the bigger bodies of Burnie certainly dominated in the second half anyway.
Yeah, I think the strength of the midfield, you know, with the Mads and the Nicky Waltz, just the core strength, just break some tackles. And that's just experience. Devonport's young kids, no different to ours. They're going to learn a lot from today. I think they might have had 8 or 9 new players from last year's team.
10, I think.
10, you know.
Yeah.
So they got 10, we had half a dozen. Mm. So for us to do that, I think both clubs got a very, very bright future.
How nervous were you at three-quarter time? You led by 14 points. You led by more than that at three-quarter time last year, and they really came home at you hard in the last quarter. Were you getting a bit of a deja vu feeling about that? When did you actually feel comfortable about it?
When it was probably at 5 goals, yep. You know, and 10 minutes to play. But, you know, to the boys' credit, we just kept driving and, you know, kept doing the basics, and we do the basics really well. But at three-quarter time, we knew they were going to come. They had to.
Yep.
You know, they weren't going to have to put one behind. They need to kick goals. So it was 6-6-6. And I think, you know, that probably opened up a little bit, you know, created a bit more space for us forward. And the guys capped on it.
You spoke about grand final experience before the game. Cade Munday, his 8th flag, unbelievable. And the medal as well for the old fella. He's had a good year, hasn't he?
He's had a sensational year. And it's a credit to Cade. He's first on the track and he's last off. And mind you, he's half an hour on there, on the track earlier these days because it takes him a while to warm up, but
yeah.
You know, he's just such a sensational player.
Yeah, well, congratulations, it's a fantastic result. You can look back on your career at some stage and say, well, I coached a three-peat, so not many coaches can say that.
We can, there's a few that can do that. Yeah, we're proud of it.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Martin.